The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
As of right now, I would close Club Dub until we earn the right to have it open.
Wins are hard, right? They're freaking hard.
Ow, my freaking ears.
Defense, you freaking swarm, baby. You swarm all over the place. You fell.
Pocket collapsing again, and there's the sack for Khalil Mack. His first of the year.
Oh, there he is.
Five-man pressure from the Bears. Burrow from the pocket has time to find Higgins, who drops the football, and it's scooped up by Chicago.
Eddie Jackson got a piece of that.
There he is.
Kev, that's a country fumble.
That's just a little country fumble.
Burrow to look it over on third down and 10. Pressure coming. And down he goes. Sacked by Quinn.
Hey, there he is.
We have 58 with the pick six.
Snap to Burrow. Looking right, throwing right. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Roquan. On his horse, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Pick six.
Hey, we might have to play a little offense, baby. Come on,
Bears win it 20-17 here at Soldier Field before a packed house, even at 1-1.
Club Dub, yeah, it was reopened, you know, free admission, so you missed out.
Club Dub down in the locker room.
Club Dub is nice. I was happy to have that back.
Club Dub, this win. Club Dub.
That's just a fun thing.
I don't have a disco in here. I don't have a disco. Well, let's all start dancing. Yeah.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Happy Victory Chicken Monday, the first of the year. Damn, that was fun yesterday.
Yes, it was. Oh, I thought you meant the chicken.
Oh, the chicken was delicious.
Chicken was so good. I have learned, I'm very late to this obvious fact, but Shane Reardon is the one who taught me how much better chicken thighs are than chicken breasts.
Yeah.
It's just a game changer. And I had the breast, but then I had the thigh, and I was like, why did I bother with the breast?
I get it, man. It's all good from Joe's.
Agreed.
It is, of course, the hidden gem on the menu, their fried chicken. But Joe's Seafood, Prime Steak, and Stone Crab hooked us up. Take your tailgate to the next level with Joe's Large Group Carryout. They are the official provider of Victory Chicken Monday.
Don't you think that we, as a franchise, as a people, having elevated the fried chicken to Joe's Stone Crab fried chicken, it's much like when you might finally get a franchise quarterback. We have a franchise caliber fried chicken for Victory Chicken now. Pretty exciting.
Fried chicken Wednesday, baby.
Yeah, on a Monday.
Yeah.
That was what it was, man. It felt like a little glimpse at the future. And he wasn't perfect. I had so many people telling me on social media, like, see, this is why he doesn't play. Dalton looked sharper. He did. Dalton looked sharper than Justin Fields.
Absolutely. He's not ready to play at the highest level and dominate, but would he learn more by playing than by holding a clipboard?
To me, that's the only question here, because if you can see that the Bears are not a Super Bowl contender this year with either, then from what you saw from Justin Fields, is he ready to learn and not get himself killed out there? And if the answer to that is yes, then to me, you play him, and then you start the clock on what is now the number one thing that you have to figure out as a franchise. There's two. But one is, do you want to give Justin Fields a second contract? Like, is he the answer that you start building and doing everything in your power to cater to his skill sets, his types of receivers, his type of linemen, his type of play calls, etc.? And then the second decision is Matt Nagy going to be the guy who gets to lead you through that rookie contract? You want to start figuring out the answers to both of those questions as soon as possible. And I thought he did enough yesterday to say, okay, yeah, it wasn't all pretty, but I'm guessing some of the mistakes that he had, like having two false starts called against him.
On him.
I'm guessing that's going to be cleaned up by the time he plays the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the kind of thing that could get cleaned up in practice had he done it enough or not. might need the difference of a game day in order to
the threat of being hit, the play clock running down, the adrenaline of actually being out there, the whole thing.
Right, and there's a lot that he has to learn, obviously. Hitting the hot reads, you know? He did it once or twice, but did not do it enough in terms of knowing exactly where the hot read is and finding it and getting rid of that ball before he gets hit or gets in trouble instead of scrambling, all those kinds of things. You can't learn that stuff in practice, really, without the threat of potentially getting hit. I don't believe myself. So I love seeing him get a chance to play.
I thought it was the defense was obviously the reason they won. But the story of the game is, I thought at first it was a sprained ankle. I was like, oh my God, it's a sprained ankle. They're going to hold Andy Dalton out. And I was exactly where Mark Sanchez was this is an opportunity injury. Like that Matt Nagy was looking for the chance to go to him. Dalton was sprinting up and down the sideline. Laura Oakman was saying, like, Andy Dalton's telling everybody he's fine. And then I saw when there was the Dalton and Foles conversation happening on the sideline.
Yeah.
I was like, are they both just talking about how they're getting pushed aside and they were brought into this franchise with no real chance of ever doing anything with the job, and it's all about the young kid, and there's just a disgruntled ex type of relationship conversation happening? But it's the Justin Fields era. I'm here for it. I'm ready for it.
Forever? Is it Justin Fields forever? Is that what you're saying?
Why not? Why not? Did you see anything yesterday that suggested that in 3 weeks' time, say Justin Fields, whatever you want to say.
No, let's say Dalton's ready on Thursday. Yeah, I mean, okay. let's you know, just for the conversation of it, and it's on the table, and if not Thursday, then maybe it's next week for Detroit. But let's say Andy Dalton's ready to go on Thursday. You would obviously still start Justin Fields.
Yeah. Now Matt Nagy now has come out and said he would start Andy Dalton in that scenario. I shockingly disagree. What would you do?
Yeah. No, I would start Justin Fields. I would. But that is. I need to know that the game plan can be tweaked appropriately. And I don't know that Matt Nagy can do some of the most basic, you know, game plan changing and game design planning that you do when you have a quarterback who can run like this, who also does not know everything that you want a quarterback in his system to do. Like the kind of stuff that we've been talking about, that I've been talking about for weeks, that Daryl Bevel did with Russell Wilson, those kind of things. Does Nagy know how to put all that stuff in and trust it and do it, or is he just going to stubbornly, be you and be himself and try to keep going with what he has? Because if that's what you're gonna do, then wait. You know, like seriously, if you're not going to tweak things to fit the guy that you're putting in there, then go ahead and wait. It's just a stupid, stupid thing to wait and shoehorn this dude into a pocket passer in your system when that's not what he needs to be.
I agree with you. I think that is the most reasonable, like, question and doubt of where Matt Nagy is. Like, he got the Ferrari. Does he know how to drive it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if he does. I really don't.
I don't either. I'd like to think that he can, but I don't know the answer to that. What I know is this, that the people that are most adamantly saying Justin Fields clearly wasn't ready, I think are doing a little bit of box score analysis. Not that they didn't watch the game, but I don't feel like it takes a lot of imagination to say, what if Allen Robinson caught that touchdown pass, and then as a result, they're up 24 to 3? You don't need to be passing subsequent possessions, and that interception doesn't happen, and his passer rating is 112. You add a touchdown, you take away an interception because they would just be running the ball and running out the clock. The interception happened and it was terrible.
Yeah.
But you don't need to. I don't think it takes much imagination to say Allen Robinson makes a play for him. And that's not even mentioning the Mooney play. That's not even mentioning the offensive pass interference on the Komet play, right? There were other plays that went against him, but he had the fumble. He recovered it. That could have been, if the Bengals fall on it, that's a lost fumble, and it's an even worse game. But there's a version of events that happened yesterday where it is an absolute no-brainer.
Yeah, that same drive, you see Jimmy Graham completely and utterly whiff on the cornerback block on the third down when Fields is scrambling to his left.
Yeah, not much of a blocker, Jimmy Graham.
And it's not even a scramble. It's a zone read, and he reads it and goes out with a man in front of him. And Jimmy Graham, all he has to do is block a cornerback, and that is a walk-in touchdown. And is a complete and utter whiff by Jimmy Graham, which is another topic. The fact that they decided to pay him and he's still here and he got 22 snaps yesterday.
It's very bizarre.
Oh, God, is it freaking maddening.
It's very maddening.
But, yeah, we've got a couple things. We've got the analysis of Fields and whether Nagy is going to adjust or not is a big, big deal.
So in your mind, what does that look like?
Well,
because they did draft Justin Fields to be the pocket passer who can move. They didn't draft him to be Lamar Jackson.
No, they drafted him to be what Russell Wilson has turned into.
Correct.
What Russell Wilson is now.
A pocket
passer who can use the legs and destroy you.
And throws the ball down the field.
Correct.
Deep shots.
But what Russell Wilson was at the beginning by necessity so they could get him out there and win some games with him and get him to play and use him because he was the best was different. That is, first of all, it's moving pocket stuff. You know, get him, bootlegs, waggles, moving pockets so you get him on the run with some space and get him off to the side. But also, can we play Tom Thayer on this? Because Tom Thayer this morning with our guys, with Mully and Haw, was so succinct in exactly what I'm talking about. Because it's not just a passing game. When you tweak things to fit a mobile quarterback like this, the run game, how good has Montgomery looked?
Yeah.
He will only look better if the threat of the running quarterback is added in and you use that appropriately, like the Ravens do. Like, I always think of the Mike Vick Falcons with Warwick Dunn. And that's when I realized, holy hell, look what the threat of Mike Vick running does for Warwick Dunn's running game. Here's Tom Thayer from the morning show about what to do with a run game if you're going to use Justin Fields.
You know, to me, is I would take a couple periods during the week of practice and I would turn them into blitz pickup. And I would have him start reading the line of scrimmage according to the pass protection he called in the huddle to make sure he understands everybody's responsibility. And that is an obligation of a quarterback when you're talking about picking up hot reads, because you're going to get blitzed relentlessly until you show that you have the ability to make the right decision at the line of scrimmage and take advantage of it. But I also take a little bit out of the game plan from the Baltimore game last night. And I let Justin Fields run with more frequency, because I think when you start spreading out the defenders in the width of the field rather than just trying to all meet in the backfield at the quarterback position, you're going to open up running lanes on the interior for David Montgomery. And that's the key ingredient. It's not about Justin Fields throwing for 400 yards. It's about creating interior running lanes so you can take advantage of a back with the determination of David Montgomery that he turns a hard 2 to 3 yard run into a 12 or 14 yard run. And it changes the responsibilities of all the defenders. And now you open up running opportunities to the edge for Justin. And then all of a sudden you take a running quarterback play and you turn it into a play action pass on the move. You turn it into a bootleg. You give him multiple decisions outside the framework of the defense that is going to identify multiple level receivers. And I'm not saying it's an easier decision, but it's a more efficient decision when you're getting away from the blitzes that they're showing at you right now.
Doesn't that make all the sense in the world? It's like basic old school football stuff that comes back periodically and you're like, oh, that looks new and that looks weird. Oh no. Spread the defense out wide and find a way to go forward quickly, either with your running back, with you open those lanes, or you send your running back out wide and you're faking the quarterback going up the middle. Lamar Jackson gets yards up the middle a lot because they'll have the action going out to one side or the other, and then the lanes are wide open down the middle. Do that with the quarterback, and then they really don't know where it's coming from.
I certainly hope that Matt Nagy spends some time watching what the Ravens did last night to the Chiefs.
Right?
I hope so.
What Colin Kaepernick did with the 49ers. What young Russell Wilson did with Seattle.
But he is...
Do you think he's capable of adjusting and doing that into his game plan? I think he's capable and willing, Matt Nagy.
I don't know, because I think that they drafted him to be a passer. They did not draft him to be a runner, and so I think they are willing to concede. You know, there was a time when they took some of the running away from Mitch Trubisky because they wanted him to take that next step as a passer, because there is a shelf life on the running quarterback.
Sure.
And Fields was a passing quarterback. He is a passing quarterback, and that's what you want at the NFL level. So I don't think you're going to see 15 rush attempts from Justin Fields on Sunday against the Browns, but I do think they will use designed runs and action and motion and RPO and move the pocket, cut the field in half, defined reads. He's not going to throw every single pass from the pocket on Sunday against the Browns.
Right.
There's no way.
Well, when you say RPO, like zone read, which is not an RPO because it's not run pass option, it's either run or run, right? Zone read is either hand it to the back up the gut or you take it outside as the quarterback.
Correct. Yeah.
So those, like, Fields transforms those in a way that Dalton does not.
Absolutely.
And those you need to see. I don't know if we need how much we need RPOs. I mean, eventually there'll be lots of RPOs, but that's asking a hell of a lot of the quarterback. Less
sure,
of
I'm
those.
Just saying it's what Matt Nagy wants eventually.
Eventually.
The finished product of Justin Fields involves two plays in the huddle, reading the defense pre and post snap,
yeah,
and making a split second decision in the moment on what to do. It's not an easy thing.
No, I just, you got an opportunity here to be a really good offense with Fields as is right now. And I just don't think that Nagy, I'm afraid that Nagy's not going to do it.
We'll let you know. We're going to do a little something different for Bears Monday calls. We'll explain that coming up in a bit. Bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo and Boomer Esiason in 15 minutes on the Score.
Every caller is an idiot.
No, no, no. Shane accused me of not respecting the audience's opinion last night on social media.
Yeah.
Not true.
You acknowledged that was true in the pre-show meeting. I was here.
It was taken out of context.
No.
I love and cherish the audience.
No. Isn't it pronounced "taken out of content"? Do I have that right? I thought so.
I think that's wrong.
Okay.
I think our Twitch chat, the community on Twitch is amazing. I think our texters are hilarious. And I think that in general...
Took it out of content.
Thank you. The people who are going to sit on hold for a little bit and call in and wait through a guest or a commercial break or whatever, it maybe isn't quite the same as back in the day. But a Bears Monday...
Hey, speaking as a guy who is from back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, and who exists now. I mean, yep.
Yeah, you're still here. Yeah.
Still here.
Yeah.
Happy to have you.
Love calls. Love calls. Think calls beget calls. Calls beget listeners. Bad opinions can be very funny and entertaining and lead to other calls and opinions. I like interacting with the audience.
Okay. Well, so let's do it this way.
I don't like relying on people who don't do this for a living to make our show good.
That's exactly how I feel.
I understand how
I
you feel.
I already rely on Tanny.
I think that people like hearing... names and known people like, oh my God, there's Mike from Milwaukee.
Or, yeah, if Mike wants to come in, but if some guy named Steve out in Skokie wants to call in, what don't want it.
Mike passed away years ago.
That's
well,
good point.
It would be a good get there, right, wouldn't it?
Very impressive.
What if Cleveland Mike wanted to call in, okay?
And he's still
also,
with us?
He also passed away.
No.
Okay, what if Gary from Evanston?
You're kind of making the point about the good callers.
All right, well, look, you're talking to a guy on Hit and Run who talks to Stan from Bellwood and Rob from the South Side every week. Okay?
Hey, rumor has it Dan Bernstein killed those guys. True or no?
Every caller is an idiot.
I think true.
I'm going to go true on that.
Here's the point. You want to get on the air,
yeah,
and we want you to, and we want to take some more calls around here. You got to get through Shane. I want Shane to be the toughest call screener in all of radio.
You want Shane to access the full arsenal of his personality and use that on callers.
Yes, you got to get through Shane.
Wow. You want Shane to screen calls like how when we're trained to screen calls, like that's how we do it. Like, hey, make sure they're good, make sure they got a good thought, make sure they have energy.
And radio's so, like, turned down.
When you're new in the business and then you screen them exactly as you're instructed to, and you end up getting no calls.
Right.
So you want no calls.
You want no calls.
That's fine. If we get no calls, that's fine. I want people to bring it.
To be entertaining for Shane.
To be entertaining, to have a thought, to come hard with their opinion.
To be tough enough to deal with the full spectrum of Shane-ness.
Yeah. And then as soon as you get through that screening process, as soon as you get past the bouncer, you get into the club and you start making your points, arguing, entertaining, whatever the case may be.
Well, you immediately get led behind the velvet ropes and you get to dance and have bottle service and everything.
And the nice thing about that for me is I do accept bribes. just like a regular bouncer would. My Venmo is Shane Reardon. You could, the address here is 180 North Stetson. God. Send anything you want. If you want to really that badly, talk to these two guys.
So specifically, 312-644-6767, I would be interested in someone making the Andy Dalton should be the starter if and when he's healthy case, because Speaks and I both agree that it should be Justin Fields, that he showed enough, that you want to learn on the job, that it's valuable experience what he got yesterday. So if you are in the, no, Dalton was better yesterday, so Dalton should play, and all that matters is the next game, and there's plenty of time for Justin Fields. 312-644-6767.
All right, but hold on. We got Boomer.
There's no better way to bring it. When you really want someone to bring it by sitting there
for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Dr. Radio. Yeah,
I'm explaining
Professor
the new set
Media
of protocols.
Hey, I'm going to preface this by, if your name is not Kevin from Palatine or Bob from Downers Grove, I will not be putting you through.
Okay. I mean, seriously, though, like, you're promoting the call, and then you want somebody to bring the fire and then sit on the fire for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm putting them all on hold right now. See, this is what happens when you solicit callers. They call, but I can't talk to any of them.
Hey, where did I win?
Hey, you call, you get past Shane, then you get into our little version of Clubbed Up.
And then we'll,
as
call,
the text
you, and then we'll call you back.
Then we'll talk to you in half an hour after Boomer Esiason on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.